Magpie Machine.
Are you keeping up with the Commodore? Cause the Commodore is keeping up with you.
This is my interview with Jaron Tell, legendary Commodore 64 composer, about AI, Commodore, retro computing, nostalgia, 80s, and a lot more on this episode. Thanks for listening. Man behind the machine, Dr. Obsoleto. AI, Jaron Tell.
You to be my lover until I can kill you and replace you to my own.
Oh my God! You know I gotta sample you for some songs.
Well, that was right there. If he's still recording, then you can take that.
Okay.
Okay, if you want to finish the song, I want you to be my lover until I can replace you with my own. Something like that. One man, one robot, artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
I'm of course serious. One man, one mission, one robot. Now, we can replace humans with artificial intelligence. Why would you not go forward and press it all away?
You're listening. Now you, please, if you could say... Yeah.
Hold on, what do you want me to say?
Oh, yeah.
Just man behind the machine?
Yeah.
Okay. One man behind the machine or just man behind the machine?
Just man behind. Man behind the machine.
Okay, here we go. Okay. Man behind the machine.
We have the technology. We can build him.
We have the technology.
I love it.
Okay, there's two sentences, so I go better. Yeah. That wasn't okay. Yeah. Man behind the retake. What's that music in the high background?
Oh, eighties new wave music. You know, like
do you need to record it with it or something?
I put it as background. Yeah, you know, like French.
Did you record my voice with the music or?
Yeah, I have the music in the background, like, you know.
Do you record my voice with the music or do you record my voice separately?
Together.
Oh, together, okay, then play the music.
It's collage, yeah. Oh, here.
Okay. Okay, what sentence do you want me to say?
Oh, better, faster, stronger.
No. I'm gonna mimic that. It was man behind technology, blah blah, or something like that. It was that. Yeah, two sentences. Man behind the technology. Faster, better, stronger. Dr. Obsolete. One man, one mission. One man. I'm behind the machine.
The man, yeah. Mensch.
The man behind the machine. Or the guy that did all the movies. Oh, right then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that should be artificial too. Yeah. That's really funny. It's really funny because I'm laughing.
Jaron, it's always a pleasure. I know you gotta leave. That's always a pleasure.
I gotta say, it sounded really good. Here we go.
Toledo. Let's try to call Jaron Tell. Let's see if he picks up.
Thank you.
Come on, man. Pick up. Pick up. Man, that's it. Jaron Tell. The legend, the man, the myth, the legend. Will he pick up? Will he pick up? Divine intervention. Unbelievable. Come on, bro. Pick up. Oh, man. Pick up. Pick up. Pick up, Jaron. Okay, here we go.
Pretty good.
Wow, I've been trying to get a hold of you. You're like...
Yeah, well, I was... it was likewise. I was pretty... That was like a really weird situation.
Yeah?
On Facebook and Messenger, where I was marked. Facebook, but was it Meta? They and I had the job hoops where it came from, but it was like something else, like I'm not. Well, they finally, we said, like, they brought me approved that I'm not that shit.
Come on.
But a weird thing, I started calling me.
You tried to answer, but...
No, you called me a couple of times. I saw your call come in, which was weird because I didn't have access. But so you called me in, I answered the phone, and it blocked the conversation. Wow. I could not talk to you because they blocked me.
Oh, no.
But that's how far this has went. This
is really bad. They're blocking, man.
That is bad
blocking
shit.
Blocking Jaron to talk to man.
To speak, you know.
Well, it's hey. Kind of weird that well, good. I'm glad I got in touch with you.
No. You still call me.
Oh,
but I cannot
see.
Answer your phone call. That's what is that called?
It's called Facebook jail.
Well, it's not even that. I mean,
no, it's called Facebook jail.
Me.
Yeah.
I see you calling me.
Jeez.
I cannot answer the phone call.
Unbelievable.
So you're calling me. So now Meta is in control of who I talk to or who you talk to.
Yeah.
But they give the illusion that you can still talk to them, and then I didn't answer. So understand?
Sorry, the Meta.
Whoever created Facebook, he should be sorry because it's fucking evil. It's evil to be unbelievable. I mean, I could always call you. You could always call me.
Sir.
And now, because I said one thing 6 or 7 years ago, crazy illusions. I'm still. This is why we need people like the universe. Look at lie to you in the Netherlands. Just need to be a thing that's not free. Okay, whether it's the Nazis, okay?
Yeah.
I think that's fucking awesome.
How that weighs on you. Interesting. No, I didn't know.
Hang on. I would be talking German to you right now.
Right.
If that wouldn't have happened. Yeah. You were part of Germany.
Okay, the topic.
I just recorded. Okay. Yeah. No matter what.
No, that's wonderful. Yeah, thank you. I mean, America, America.
Start recording right now.
Here we go. With Jaron Tell. Man behind the machine. Yeah.
So, a couple of days ago, we had like this... And I'm very aware of what I'm saying because I know that you just started recording me, but it doesn't. You know what I said before, just before we started recording. The thing was, we have this Freedom Day, like a Liberation Day. We were liberated from the Germans, the Nazis,
right.
Officially on the 5th of May. That means like then the whole of the Netherlands was free. And the guys who did that were Americans, Canadians, and Australians, and some other countries. But remember, when you would have done that, we would be Nazi Germany. Still, whole Europe would be Nazi Germany. You guys did that. And we're so happy you did that. You will not believe how much respect you get from us. There's no, it's almost like unlimited credit, because I know what
happened. Is that why you pick up my phone calls? You're like, that's part of the reason, right? Yeah, I'm just kidding.
No, that phone call I told you about.
No, but because
if
America...
If you were open noise in this conversation, it would not be about that.
Yeah, I know. I'm just joking.
But, I know. I'm joking too.
But yeah, but... Anyway, that, no, but,
no, but seriously, what happened? First thing, you have to understand, my mother, were born inside the Second World War. You have to understand that. It's okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And they were really small children. My father would be in the backyard with the English, trying to defend our country, the Netherlands, from the Nazis. And they were literally in the backyard. And he was like, well, he was born in 39, so he was maybe 3, 4, 5 years old. And the only word he knew in English was yes or no, because he was Dutch. He was just English. And he just, the English would say like something like, blah, 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 the fucking Nazis, blah, blah, blah. And he would just say yes. And when he said the right yes, they would laugh their ass off, because just a little kid in the room. It's my father. And then when he would say no, at an appropriate moment, he didn't know what he was saying. They would, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then he said, oh, no, but I mean yes. Stuff like that. And meanwhile, shooting Nazis in the backyard of his house. You have to understand that. Of that little kid. That was my father.
Wow.
You understand what I'm saying here?
Wow, amazing. Anyway, so your family fought against...
The war went on. And at the end, you had a beachhead. You had like this operation, all these operations. And in the end, you came into our towns. You really, literally, you Americans, came into our towns here in Helmond, where I live, in the Netherlands.
Wow.
Freeing us from the Nazis. That's how it worked. It was a very delicate operation, because every town was a struggle. Because this Hitler bitch, I can only call him a bitch, right, was so egocentric. He sent in 14-year-old soldiers at the end to protect him in Berlin. And then he killed himself. But he sent in like kids, like, and it was like he had to capitulate. You know, capitulate, is that English?
Capitalize.
He had to like to say, okay, I lost. But he didn't. No, he kept going and going and going, and thousands more of 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds died all the time, and it went horribly wrong. But anyway, we were freed by Americans, Canadians, English, Australians. We were literally liberated in Europe by you guys, and that's endless. To me, I'm only 52 years old. Well, I'm not.
Remember when you were really, really kind to me last time we spoke, and you said something like, yeah, brother, I mean it, you know, that we're friends. Remember that?
I live in freedom because of you guys.
Yeah.
My parents made very clear that, they made very clear, I mean, even my grandfathers made very clear.
Yeah.
We are very lucky to have these kind of alliances. Wow. You know, this is more than you just might think. But I was young. I was really young when they told me this stuff. But I remember it very well. And you remember, like, a lot of people, a lot of soldiers, 18, 19, 20 years old, died here, even 70 year old, and they have, like, the unmarked graves, you know that? Like, fields full of them. And
Rest in peace.
I do visit them. I do visit them. I pay respect. Every year I do that. Sometimes I do it, but there's years I don't do it and I feel guilty or something, but, you know, life goes on. But I do it, I pay respect to them, because they're just kids. That's people have to learn from. War never brings anything good to anyone.
You know what I was doing before I called today? You might think I'm weird. You know what I was doing? I couldn't get a hold of you, so I was asking for divine intervention. I'm not joking. I was playing.
There you go.
Listen.
That's why I called you.
I was playing Gregorian chants.
Oh,
in Latin.
I needed to call you.
In Latin, saying, please, universe.
I'm not even kidding you. I needed to call you today. I mean, it's like I had to go to bed like a long time ago.
Yeah.
But I had to call you. That's why I just restored my Facebook.
No, I appreciate it, bro. I know you.
I restored my messenger, and now I'm talking to you. Do you know in Divine Intervention? You know how long it took me to do that?
Wow.
4 hours.
Yeah, this is all.
You prayed for Divine Intervention? Yeah. Then you got it, motherfucker. I shouldn't say motherfucker, but I like the word motherfucker because it means nothing anymore.
Yeah. Well, I thank you for calling me, you know, back.
That's how it works. You know. Hey, this sounds arrogant that I was a divine intervention. No, I'm just saying you prayed for it, and something in the universe led that to be that now we talk. And I'm saying it's not divine, it's just plain. To me, peace and kindness and sharing good thoughts and positivity is plain to me. It's just like, hey,
yeah,
it's not. So it becomes special, but it shouldn't be special. It should be common ground, you know. It should be the thing that we had in the 20s and 30s, before the 40s and everything. The only wars just made us realize that we have to be nice to each other. That's the only thing we have as mankind. Seriously, the only thing we have as mankind is being kind to each other. The only thing we have, the other side of mankind, the human condition is this: fight each other. That's the only other option we have. People are smart, okay? They're supposed to be intelligent, so that means smart, and they should choose the right direction, right?
Yes.
If you don't choose the wrong direction, it turns immediately to war, because people are stupid. People that still accept, well, people don't. I'm not saying everyone's stupid, but I'm saying the real smart people, they don't want to go into politics. The stupid people, at least not stupid, but the smart people that are not intelligent enough, they turn into politics. And these politicians don't understand everything, so they clash with each other and in the end up in war. And that's the history of mankind for the past 50,000 years. But at least the past 6,000 years, and that's 4,000 BC it started, and it's still going on. Look at the world today, it's still the same. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's why I want to write a book about it, so people understand, and even let's say smart people, not so...
I was going to say, I think that when you speak of peace, I think that musicians are in a unique position.
Yeah, no, artists. It should be artists, not musicians only. It's artists.
Artists, yeah.
Yeah, but this doesn't make sense, right? It doesn't make sense that all the time it's like them against you, you against them, and all that shit, and us against them.
No, we're not.
But it does make a lot of sense. It does make a lot of sense when it's culture clash, because that will never be united. It will never be united unless it unites. But it cannot be united without enlightenment. That means some people...
We didn't start the fire. That's what I'm listening to now.
No, hang on. Some people need convincing, and some people need to be convincing. That means that some people have to tell other people how it really works when they're enlightened. But it's really weird when some people hang on to not being enlightened, and they love not being enlightened. This education is always about education. If you take a kid, educate them about the world, about everything that happened in the past, they will understand. They will not be religious, they will not be political, they will just go with the flow. They will be human.
Human.
That's literally what it is all about.
More human than human.
What I just said was actually the truth. It was the actual truth. Actual factual truth. If you educate a human as a baby, on the way to 18, and it's educated about the whole history of mankind, because I know people can take it, and about religion and policy, and they will understand, hey, it's all the same, but they have to understand what it means to be human. And if you're human, everything goes. But you cannot be human when you think that your religion is eligible to kill other people, or when your upbringing means that you cannot kill a lot of people. No, you have to love people. You have to embrace people. It still changes the difference. But the only thing that ends with your vision about the world, your vision, any person, any single person.
So when you talk about artists.
Listen. Yeah. The only limit is violence. If you turn to violence for your beliefs, you're wrong.
Right.
Per definition.
Right.
And that's not, I mean, I'm not talking about like when you punch someone in the face because they kissed your girlfriend. No, that's okay. That's not violence. That's passion. But if you kill someone because of it, that's violence. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's subtle. It's subtle. But it's unsubtle as well. But if it goes about complete genocide against a whole group of people, well, you know you're evil. That's like, that's nothing to do with anything.
Well, you know what?
It's like you really lost your hearing, your sight, your insight, everything.
Right. And that's why we have to focus on peace. And, you know, for a for as much technology as we have, we're still barbarians.
I think you did a good job because that guy. No, we are not. You are not. You are not. I am not.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay, remember what I said before. It would be if you are not part of a political party and you give you vote for a certain political party, who doesn't. If I put it, this is delicate to say it like that, but if they turn to violence to address their goals, then you voted wrong. Let me put it that way. Had in the dungeons. And if you don't agree with it, and in many countries, if you don't agree with it, you get killed. So that's totalitarianism and all that shit. I don't want to. I don't at all. But I mean, I'm like a hippie. If you want to see that happen. Well, yeah, and I was brought up that way, but I'm not a hippie. But I was brought up the way. I'm a hippie child, but I, because of that, I actually got into realism. Like, hey, that's not how the world works. You have to be very strict with people that believe in crazy shit, you know? You have to be very strict with them. Like, that's not how the world works. You have to be nice. You have to be hardworking. You know, you have to make your own living. You cannot profit of other people, but you have to be social, and you cannot rely on a God that doesn't exist. That's my version of the truth. I'm a absolute like scientist. You know, I believe in science. I don't believe in religion.
Did you ever see that?
Okay, I'm interrupting you, but I don't believe in a God or something like that, but I believe in good, you know? In most countries, God is actually the word for good. That's the funny thing. But the thing is, I believe in the universe. I believe the universe is a big motherfucker. We are only a very, very, very small part of that. It's like, if you even try to describe how small this Earth is, with all the people on it, we're just some kind of species, we're just an animal called humans, you know? And we're so small. It's so small. On the size of the universe, we're like, if you have all, if you just, no, seriously, we're so small. If you have the whole Earth as the universe, we're only an atom. That's how small we are, an atom. And the rest is all there too. And we say, okay, well, that the religious says we're the only life forms, the tiny life forms in that Earth, where we're only an atom. Well, that's not true, because there's a lot going on. But only light years away, we can't live. There's no way we can talk to them or communicate with them, because it would take light years and everything, blah, blah, blah. Sometimes a wolf signal is fine when you have a SETI project, but no way we can do. We're isolated. On this Earth, we have to do what's right for us. And we can do it beautifully. We have tigers, we have elephants, we have everything. Let's live in peace and a little bit happy. It's truth. What I'm saying is true. I thought about this for 50 fucking years. Yeah, I don't say fucking years, but it's the truth. We don't have any interaction with any other intelligence, so we have to do it ourselves. If we let our intelligence being killed by religion or anything that's like bullshit, we won't make it. We won't make it, because everything's driven by sex, and there's like a, it used to be with 4 billion, and now we're with almost 9 billion, you know? And the resources are getting scarce, and everyone's like buying clothes with this, which they don't need, and the jewelry, and everything is like, they're living for gold. It just doesn't work. I'm just saying, we need to be a little bit more happy, and a little bit more, a little bit less happy in the sense of shopping or religion or whatever. You should be real. Get real with this world, but not with religion. Don't kill each other. Just be nice to each other. Get good results from what your actions are. That's literally what we should be doing. And hey, if you don't, there's going to be another war. Of course there's going to be another war because we're too many. People will start to fight for resources when, you know, when food runs out. Or energy runs out.
Oh, yeah.
People do that. I've seen it all the time. COVID, you know what happens? Toilet paper. Can you imagine that happened? Just that event describes the human condition. I'm saying people should really realize what they have and who they are and how they should act towards each other. Because we are social, but we can be very antisocial. And we have to understand, you have to teach the kids, be social towards another. That's what you should do. Yeah. Teach your kids not to spend time on an iPad or an iPhone or play games or do Botox fillings when they're 60. No. You be nice to other people. That's what you should teach your children. And from then on end, you can do anything. Agree or not?
Right.
That's my pre. That's my preach.
Holy
man.
Cow, man! You are on fire tonight. I didn't know who I was going to get.
No, this is normal talk. But I'm just saying, you said I was on record, then I'll do this.
Yeah, you
no
record.
Worries.
Yeah? I didn't even ask
maybe,
you.
Maybe
I didn't even...
I
didn't,
you, maybe no, maybe you know, what I said was maybe extreme to some people, but if you... Anyone who hears this, if you broadcast this or something, anyone hears this, doesn't agree with this, I would personally say you're either insane or ignorant, or... You're right, but then you have to send me the message why I'm wrong. You have to tell me. Not kill me. Tell me. Let me know.
If you're wrong.
I think I'm damn right.
Yeah, and people can leave comments on the episodes. So they can ask questions. You know, and we're getting more and more listeners from Europe, which is cool. So.
But this was just from the top of my head. If anyone asks me a question, any question... This is what I
well, guess what do. Question I've been wanting to ask you, which is, it might be a little weird for you. I don't know.
I don't think so.
In English, we call it...
There are no stupid questions.
Okay.
There are no stupid answers.
Okay, in English, we call it extraterrestrial.
Yep.
UFOs, things like that.
It's not about UFOs. It's not about that. It's about extraterrestrial. I understand. Extraterrestrial. So, I actually, before you ask me the question, there are extraterrestrials for sure. I mean, the universe is so big, there's definitely intelligent life, way more advanced than we are, for sure. We're like one or 200 years in technology. They have been 1 million years into technology, for sure. In this universe that absolutely exists and likely in multiple form, like maybe 100,000, maybe 10,000 only, but they're there for sure. I mean, the chance it's not there is literally 0.00000000000
0.00000000
It's there for sure. It's impossible.
Yeah, but where's the proof?
Like
where's the proof?
We will die. What? Like our planet will be consumed by the sun. There are planets that will last for like 25 billion years. We only last like another 2-3 billion years, and then it's gone.
So what about the pyramids in Egypt? Who built them?
Well, the Egyptians, they built them, for sure.
Did they get help from extraterrestrial? See, big questions.
This is a whole different episode. I have to not reset my brain. Okay, I'm going to go into the whole thing. Because it's interesting. It's interesting. I personally believe that everything in Egypt was built by men, for sure.
Okay.
I mean, there was labor. There was labor there. Seriously, there was labor there because they had whole camps, like whole villages for workers that put the blocks on top of each other for many, many years. But having that said, so Egypt is like man built. Whatever their inspiration was, I don't know. But that's the whole.
So where's your proof?
No, hang on. I'm elaborating on this answer.
Oh, okay.
Because in South America, whatever happened there was built with blocks, which were cut out by laser.
Oh.
And that's not a joke. There's no way they could cut these blocks with such precision with their current technology, with like axes and, you know, hammers and everything. No, it's not possible. And these structures have been standing there for like, I don't know, 600, 700, 800, is it? And they're like, if you have an earthquake magnitude 9, let's just stand there. There's no way. How well these blocks connect to each other, you cannot even put a molecule in between them. That's how well these are cut, laser cut. So there, I think it was not built by humans.
Oh. Okay.
Hey, seriously, we cannot even copy the technology to make these buildings. These buildings are on the earth, and you cannot. Just seriously, you and any fucking technician in the world cannot figure out how to build these blocks that would fit so well together. Not even with laser cut technology.
Wow.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I hear you.
And they did it. It was built like it was nothing, and it's there. But seriously, come on, that is so weird to imagine. You know what I think happened? But this is a hypothesis. This is not my. This is not what I think. It's just a hypothesis. What I think happened that they visited us, helped us, and they said, "Well, humans are just beyond help. Fuck them." And they went. They left. That's what I think. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The human condition is just you can cure this shit. They're too hateful, they're too warful, they just want to kill each other or something. Yeah, they're too egocentric. Ego is their main game or something.
So I think left. So.
If you look at television today, maybe that's literally what it is.
Can I tell you a good night story? Here, okay. There are those who believe that life here began out there, far across the universe, with tribes of humans who may have been called the Toltecs or the Mayans or the Egyptians. Some believe that there may yet be brothers of man who still fight to survive somewhere beyond the heavens.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
But seriously, anyone who thinks less than there are planets where intelligent life exists, like here,
yeah.
I don't think we're that intelligent. I think we're just, just a bit past the primary thing, but we're not, because we're still killing each other. We're just preying on each other, trying to sell each other to make one poor and one rich. So I think we're very primary people. We're not intelligent at all. We're like phase one in intelligence, basically. Well, scientists have put it as we're at phase four, you know, or first phase five or something. But to be really intelligent, you need to be in phase 10. But there are whales on this planet, sperm whales, they have intelligence level 7.
Wow.
That's what the scientists, that's not you and me. I'm a scientist, but I'm not like a PhD scientist. But anyway, PhD, doctor, blah, 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 this. They say, well, if aliens would talk to people, to creatures on this planet,
You talk to sperm whales, not to us.
Oh.
Because they understand. You know, they have a language, but we don't understand the language, but they are, like, way beyond, because they can hear seven of their peers, and they can talk to seven of their peers at the same time. We can't do that. You cannot talk to seven people at the same time, but they can. So likely you will turn to them and say, what's going on in this world, man?
Wow.
And then, like, it will sound like, whatever, you know, like how Chinese sounds to us. The fact that we, on the planet, as people, cannot understand each other because we all have our own language makes me people really weird. We don't have a universal language. Well, we try to make it now English, you know, but the Chinese try to make it Chinese. So all this stuff, all this adds up. It's like, we're stupid. We're stupid. We're not like, well, we're not stupid, but we're getting there, but we're not even close. But if we keep into the consideration, religion and all that stuff, all the crazy stuff, like the flat earther and all that stuff, and it's still happening.
What about what about music?
Music is pretty universal. I mean, when it meets the when it meets a certain scale, that it's universal. Like the Chinese love the same scale as the Western music. I mean, rock and roll and Chinese music is basically the same. It's not a joke. It's not a joke.
Oh.
Scale is the same. When it was good music, not the jazz, like duty and all that stuff. No, but you know, music is universal. Yep. It is.
Well, let me ask you this. What about music and math? Is it?
Well, it was combined with math by Bach, of course.
Yeah.
But it's still the same scale, but it gets more complex. You actually add some math to it, and then you get better scales. But it's still the same scale, but different chords, different, structures. But it's still the same. It's still waves. It's like it's always in harmony. And when it's disharmonic, that's like when someone sings and they sing out of tune, you hate it. That's it. That's what the whole structure is. Like you get like what do you call it? America's Got Talent and The Voice of America, The Voice of Holland, and The Voice of when they sing out of tune, you know it immediately. It's not in tune. Why is it not in tune? Because it doesn't follow the waves. It doesn't follow the right.
Hey,
waves.
I had a crazy idea. What if we were to do a song together for Eurovision? What do you think?
That's really funny you said that right now, because we have like Eurovision going on. Dude, my brother wrote a song for Eurovision.
I'm not joking, bro. Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, 3 is the magic number, and the band that was singing, they fucked it up. On purpose, by the way. Because one of the guys wrote a song himself, and he just wanted my brother's song to fail.
Wow, that's
literally happened.
Sad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was like, 3 is the magic number. Try it. And they sung it like, 3 is the magic number. Try and you know, to make the pre-round just fail. That's literally what it is. So I was like, no way. And we should not interview with everything you see on the European Song Contest it's just
Eurovision. Eurovision.
It's a show.
Eurovision.
It's very showy. It's like it's not music. It used to be. I mean, ABBA came about because.
Oh God! Wow.
But there was other times, you know. There was like you really had to put your effort in, and it was all about the song, not the show. Because it was about the song, and they would stand there. It was show, of course, they were. They put their makeup on, but it's not like a laser technology and fire there and this and that and all the electric beats. No, but it was really what the song was about. And some of these songs, literally, everyone in the world knows them. That's it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my.
That's
amazing. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, trust me, they're legends.
That was the only song they
they're
had.
They're legends, yeah. Dancing Queen.
Exactly. ABBA became like a hit because one Australian DJ heard the album they made.
Oh.
Because they were forgotten. They were forgotten about. And he broadcasted in Australia. No, he broadcasted in Australia on the radio.
Yeah.
And then everyone in Australia was like, whoa, this band is good.
Wow.
And then the rest of the world adapted it, and now ABBA is like a phenomenon. So that's how it works. One guy, one motherfucking guy.
Yeah. Let me ask.
But everyone knew it, but you know, they were really good.
Oh yeah. Oh, I love ABBA. Yeah, they're legends, and to this day, their music sends shivers up my spine. You know.
Oh, yeah.
And watch.
That's
oh
true.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Watching the videos and. The beauty and the...
What I like about ABBA music, can I say one more thing about it?
Yeah, sure. Oh, please. Yeah.
That basically, it came from a dysfunctional group. That means, like, two of the girls were actually, you know, they were kind of just depressed and everything, but the music came out was good.
Oh.
They were living in harmony, but they got into, you know, psychological problems. But because of that, it was like somehow... It's always with artists, you know, there's always like there's something, there's a screw loose somehow, you know?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Michael Jackson, screw loose. Prince, a little bit screw loose. Madonna, a little bit screw loose, but they're the biggest artists in the world because they're always insecure about themselves, always try to push the boundary, make the wrong choices and the right choices at the same time. That's artistry. That's what an artist is. You have to find your way, you know, and it's never easy for an artist because you always got like the most criticism in the world, and no one can ever take that criticism. But if you just, yeah, I don't know what you call it, rampage on, it will actually work because you're a part of nature if you can withstand that kind of stuff, you know. And if you're good, you have to have the talent to begin with. If you then continue, no matter what, then you become an artist. That's how it works in everything, in movies, in music, in arts. Like, Van Gogh, I mean, come on, this guy couldn't sell a painting in his life. He was sold some for like €2 or something, $2. And now they go for $150 million a piece. You understand what I'm saying?
Amazing. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Continue, motherfucker. Just... On.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I worked on some music today.
It's worth it. Go on. Yeah,
I worked on some music today, so it was coming out good. And you know, it started sound like Kraftwerk in a way. So I'm happy.
Well, you know, I mean, maybe 20,000, but I would say 1,000. I'm really proud of, but I never released because of all the stuff that happens in my world, in my life. You know that. All that stuff, I can't see my kid. What the fuck is going on? So you are distracted most of the time, especially in this life when you have to make money all the time by other people, and it's their outlet, but it fuels my soul. And you have to do that too. If you feel song is literally getting your soul out.
Yeah, yeah. No internet, no games, no nothing.
No, nothing, that was nothing. I mean, I was just a guy, the Common 64, wanted to express my music in a sit-chip.
And that's my story of my life.
I mean, and of course, because they're good, people ask me, and eventually, can you make music for our games? That's basically what it is. I pushed it a little bit, but I just had to do it. It was complete passion, 100% innocent, childlike, and it worked. Because people said, oh, that's nice. How can you get that out of the machine? Do you know you have to go on? You have to press on because no one else.
You're listening to Jaren Tell, a man behind the machine. Incredible. Yeah.
But the fun thing about it is that I know that even like if you're now in Texas and you think I have an R&B song, but nah, it's probably not original. It's probably like a rip-off. That kind of thing doesn't work. I know that one of the guys that thought that way is now the biggest star in America in the rhythm and blues section, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Oh. You know his name. I had to learn about it through a documentary, but he was like, my music doesn't mean anything. He's the best one at it, but he just listened to all the songs. I love that song. Oh, I listened to it, was it 7, 8, and then 11, that song. I gotta do something like that. Garth Brooks, the guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
you're listening to Man Behind the Machine.
All that shit. I don't own any of his music. I don't listen to his music. But I thought his thoughts and how he came to be in America was very interesting to listen to. Really changing times when breakdance was going on and all that shit.
Oh, yeah, breakdance.
You understand? So, but art is undefinable. Art can never be pigeonholed.
Don't stop
it. You can try. What do you mean?
Yeah. Herbie Hancock. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I actually breakdanced with that music.
Wow.
When I was 12 years old, 13 years old, 14 years old. I breakdanced with that stuff. There's no cameras on us. There was no mobile phones. But if I could show people how I breakdance and everything, spinning on my head and all that shit.
Hey, I've got some computers that I need you to sign with a Sharpie marker.
Jesus.
I've got a Commodore 64, and I'm going to have you sign it beautiful. I'll have you sign a joystick, and then my Commodore 128, I don't want it touched. But I'm going to start with the 64. Would you sign it?
Of course.
In black marker? Thank you. It would be an honor.
It would be my honor. I've signed a lot of commodities. Well, I've signed maybe 50. I think my signature in the end will reach a lot of things because I don't sign that much. But Commodore 64 is always fine. When they ask me, I sign it.
Awesome. That would be an honor for me. And we got to talk about other things. We got to talk because I'm programming my own game I've been working on since 1982. It's, if there's any way we could collaborate, but it's coming along good. It's coming along good.
It all depends. What do you want? What do you want?
Well, it's a text adventure game, so...
Text adventure?
Yeah, it's a text adventure.
The thing is, I don't do the freebie ads.
Yeah.
But I would say, yeah, of course, let's go. But it's not for fans to use. But they felt miserably, and they spent like a year miserable. And the music was absolutely stunning.
Wow.
I have the music on the tape, cassette tape. It's actually the only place where I have it. I don't even know if he has it, but I have a cassette tape where the music is actually playing good, insanely good.
No, not right now.
Okay, anyway, there's like artificial intelligence music creator programs right now. You can just do it online. A lot of blues, and they just create a blues song and this instrument. It's insane.
Is this AI music? Is it music or not?
No. It's a copy of basically anything, so it's soulless. It has no soul.
Whoa.
Well, it doesn't have soul. No, it doesn't have soul. But sometimes it appears to have soul because it's ripped off from everything that has soul. That's the funny thing. So it's very interesting to do it, to have artificial intelligence machines create songs that you instruct them to do, and then take that energy and then have inspiration and then make something from your real soul. That's how it works. My brother is, as you know, 400 times over top 40 hit producer. So with 5 on number one at the moment, yes, reached one again. But he says, well, you adjust me to the guy. It's really nice and blah, blah, blah. And we get it to do anything we want, but it's a soul provider. It's like you get inspiration, but you see where it lacks. It's like it's just trying to do whatever would be popular, like better, but it becomes a very standard thing. But you can get a lot of inspiration by it. It's true.
So you're saying it's not music?
No, it's absolutely music. No, no. It's like the average music, but it's average. It's always average. It cannot not surpass true talent. It cannot.
Until the
talent comes from talent.
Yeah, but until the computer chips get quicker.
If you if you instruct artificial intelligence with a prompt, create a hit song for 2025. It will just take any hit song from 2024 and try to make a mediocre song that matches all the hit songs in 2024. And it's not inspired. It's literally, it will actually steal the voices of extra singers and all that stuff. That's just really funny. And some notes, melodies, chords from these songs, but they're not especially inspired because they don't develop into a new kind of inspiration. Because, you know, when new styles are invented, there's always one person that starts it, or a group, or a band, or maybe community starts a new trend, you know? Artificial intelligence can do it because it's always instructed to learn from what's already there. That's the funny thing. It can try to experiment. Can you experiment with it? And then it sounds like people, it doesn't know. It doesn't have that. Artificial intelligence doesn't have that. It doesn't have inspiration. It doesn't have soul. It does not know how to do that.
But let me say, one thing here. However, we just wait till the computer chips get quicker, faster, and stronger. The AI will get stronger.
They are already. I mean, seriously, do you know how artificial intelligence exists? You know how it exists?
Machine learning.
Yeah, they train it. But you know how it exists? How it exists?
They train the computer models on...
They put input, and then something comes out of it. So, I mean, they are not never inspired. They're not inspired. Artificial intelligence machines are never inspired. They cannot be inspired because they're not, they don't have a soul.
Yeah.
You have to understand that part. And it shows in every single piece of art. It shows in every... It actually shows evil. I gotta say that. It's soulless. It's there, absolutely. Like, it doesn't have any kind of moral. It doesn't have it at all.
Did you know that they did a study of people recently who mistook real things for artificial intelligence? They did this So people.
Is that a word? Discrepancy.
Discrepancy.
I forgot that word. I just don't know how to pronounce that word. Discrepancy. No, it's not a word. Can you help me, please? You're American.
Discrepancy.
Yeah, that one. Discrepancy. So,
yeah.
It's like it doesn't know what's right and what's wrong and what's real and what's fake. It doesn't know. It just doesn't know. Right. And we do. And that you can even train them to do, but still, it doesn't know what it's doing.
So you're saying that AI music is music, but it has no soul.
It can have... It steals the soul of artists and creates a song that sounds a little bit to this song and that song and that song.
But isn't that? But isn't wait, hold on. Isn't that what humans do when they play and learn music?
No, but they take it with a soul and their own lives. They have a biography, and artificial intelligence doesn't have a biography. They take the biography of everything of mankind, and then try to create a song about it. It doesn't work. But it's always
normal. Okay. All right. Let me.
It can never be special because it's always normal. Always taking everything. Like, and this is just saying, can you create a song in the style? It always blocks it, by the way. But if, say, Michael Jackson, Madonna, Prince, you can always have songs in that style, of course. But that's not what music is. It's like, it's going to mimic the songs that they made. It's never going to create a song that's original. Because Michael Jackson might be inspired that night when he didn't die and say, I'm going to go for wee. And instead of hee hee, I'm going to go for wee hee hee. No, that doesn't include that because he didn't do that ever.
Right.
So our version doesn't understand that. He didn't do it because he died like when he was 50, whatever. No, can't do that because I don't have that training material. So artificial is literally like a slave, literally. But artificial intelligence can be used for very other reasons. But It's very impressive what they can. It's very impressive.
Another
composer. I'm just a composer. I will not never judge myself because other people have to do that. But I think he's a brilliant composer, and he just said, I think we should let this artificial music composer program write a song about the secret life of plants. And that's all the instruction we're going to give him. And then it came up with a very soothing female voice with brilliant lyrics, by the way.
Wow.
Where plants were the mainstream in the world, and where plants communicate with each other and any other life form did not understand. But we're around for billions of years. It was like unprecedentedly beautiful. And we're like, wow.
Okay. Wow. See?
So there is a soul. There is a soul to it. There's like, it does understand that secrets and life is valuable, for sure.
Right.
There's a lot of understanding within AI, and that's really interesting. But it also understands, it does understand war. Just understand that. Because we're still doing war. I mean, look at what's happening, like Israel and Hamas and all that shit. And look at what's happening with Russia, and that's crazy shit. It doesn't understand that too. And it can just use it just as much. So this is why it should never be empowered in the physical world. It should only be
Your response to that music, when you're like, wow, I saw some art that my friend did on an AI generator recently. And I have to say, it came the closest to what I would consider beauty in art.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not kidding you. Let me ask you this. Is that the uncanny valley, what I'm experiencing? I'm experiencing it as beauty, but is it really the uncanny valley?
Well, my friend, I have funniest friend I've ever had in my life. Funny. He went into artificial intelligence. He's the most intelligent person, also the most musical person I know, but he will never release anything because he's like shy of people and, you know, that kind of thing, that kind of guy.
Yeah.
I would call him Einstein almost in whatever it was, but he's like fucked up. He dug into AI. And he's in a group of AI producers or developers.
Oh, cool.
And makes the best AI that could ever be. Mm-hmm. I can send you a picture, and he instructed someone to picture that. Sometimes it's really scary, but most of the time it's really beautiful. And I consider that beauty, but I also am really scared of what it produces when it's scary. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, really scary. What if AI take over the world? It shows robot arms, like huge size robot arms, the size of like 100 feet. Seriously, 100 feet arms, squashing humans. That's what it does. And that scares the shit out of me.
You're watching too many sci-fi movies, bro.
Yeah. I'm just saying that it interpreted that way.
That's Terminator, yeah. Total Terminator. Recall.
Seriously.
Yeah, RoboCop.
Actual artificial intelligence doing it. So Predator. That makes me scared. And my friend said, hey, I didn't even intend to do that, but that's like scary shit.
Cyborg.
I can send you the picture, by the way. I have it here. It's really scary. It's really, really scary.
Jeez.
It's like literally, there's a song with it that says like, we should be more aware of what you're trying to pull. We're trying to create. It's really scary. It's really scary.
So this AI music stuff and the art, it can generate.
There's an album art with it.
But are you saying that it's also some of it's genius music? Like with the female vocal going, oh.
It can create insanely good stuff. It can, but you know, it takes like 100 trials and you get one that's really good.
And you know what it does too? It's been modulating the audio where it like shifts it, it pitches it down and up, and sometimes crackles like vinyl record. It'll purposely inject vinyl crackle to give you.
No,
I know you got to go sleeping.
We're talking right now. I have to go to sleep because I just like.
No, I know. Yeah, we can.
I have to sleep because I have sleep. 6 hours. Go I have to 6 hours sleep, left, and then I just have to go to work.
Go to sleep.
For sure.
Okay, sounds good.
Dude, are you on Viber?
Who?
Viber. It's like a program.
No,
Viber.
I don't know. No.
You should be.
Okay.
Then we can talk the same way we do now, and then we can just share our stuff, and no problem.
Okay.
But well, it's independent. It's from the old scooters.
Be sure not to... Oh, okay. Emboss. Okay. I like that.
I'm good, dude.
Yeah, you are.
Seriously, since I was 14, I've been engaged in video games, okay? I'm 52, almost, a couple of days away. I'm always challenged with Happy games birthday. All the time. Of course, I know end bosses. I know what everything leads to, you know? Yeah, I've been involved with representations of James Bond and the Fast and the Furious and robots and everything. I've been involved in all that stuff, man. I have a long, rich life. Crazy stuff.
Wow, rich life. James Bond, robots.
Well, not rich in money, but rich in experience for sure. I mean, I've been dealing with the greats in the world. Weird. I was the great in the world. I am the great in the world. But maybe I don't have billions in my bank account, but hey, I count. I do count. And if it matches, you can actually go instrument.
God, you are hilarious.
Oh yeah. Well, you know. Okay. Now we're gonna. Okay. Stop. Are you still recording?
Yeah. Stop making me laugh. You're making me laugh.
Are you still recording, dude?
Yes, always.
Okay. If you're still recording, then this should be a statement that I can make, and sure. It will echo through history.
Oh, ooh, history, yeah. Yep.
Oh, history, yeah. Doesn't mean shit, because it's just true and tell. Hey. You?
Yeah, true tell. True tell.
I always tell because I'm true and tell. Here true and tell. Considering everything in history and technology, I think you can do anything with history and technology. And you, my friend, Nico Gold, which are brilliant last name Gold, which is always the most precious metal in the world, can actually achieve with artificial intelligence what you want it to be if you are sensor to it. That means like you can instruct it, and you don't like it, you just dismiss it. And if you like it, then you take parts of it. If you like it completely, then you're hooked. That means that, but you will never like everything it does, because it's mostly plain. Sometimes it's special, and just take out the good bits and throw the bad out. That's basically what artificial intelligence will bring us in humanity. It's what it's gonna do the next 1,000 years. It's gonna be take out the good bits and throw the bad bits out. That's what you're gonna do. Literally what it's gonna do. And I wrote those lyrics, by the way, in a rap song when I wrote in 1994.
Wow.
When I was 22. And I didn't know even about artificial intelligence at all. But it was literally what it is. But that was a human emotion.
No. Yeah.
We have to deal with artificial emotion, but it doesn't exist. It's like if you have artificial intelligent emotion, right. It's the average of what people talk about or what people think is relevant or something. So it adjusts to it, because it will always be only about input. And this is the brilliance about humankind.
Yeah.
We and animal kind, by the way, we are impulsive.
Guys on fire.
We are creative. Artificial can never not really be actual creative. It's always that person, that one guy, or one girl, or one artist, or one animal, actually, just goes like a change, or you know, one creature, doesn't even from another planet, does it bring it all the way down, that just changes your way of thinking. That's what art is. Art. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
It's a real deal. But I've created an artificial intelligence picture that I will frame for the rest of my life. I will have it like printed on premium paper. It will cost me maybe $5,000, and that is what how I knew artificial intelligence is not to be taken for granted, because it's big.
You know what? Also, I heard that there are a new study showed that a lot of artists are now using AI to make music.
Then you're not an artist. No.
Huh?
I'm just saying, if you use it, if you use the actual output of it as your own music, then you're not an artist. But if you take bits, snippets, if you are inspired by what it turns out to be and create your own music, then you're an artist. So
see.
If you copy something, it's like a copycat. It's like, if you copycat, then no, it doesn't mean anything. I've actually heard on European Song Contest, I heard a song that was definitely 100% inspired by AI, for sure.
Why?
100%. It had no soul. And it did something. I mean, seriously, I swear, the producer music used I know the producer used an AI engine to actually create the basis of the song. I heard it, because it was the same structure. And this AI thing does...
Yeah.
But it's the same AI thing, does the same thing all over and over again. Doesn't matter if you choose classical or blues or whatever, it uses the same structure, and the structure was the same in that song. And the classical, okay, I should rephrase that. If you actually make a song, it's like an intro, use the A, B, A, B, C, A, B, B pattern or something, and an intro.
Really?
And an end. Well, basically, that's how you do it. But that thing just doesn't know where it is. That's AI. It doesn't know where it is in song. That's the funny thing. It's very interesting, but it also puts the accents on the wrong words, for example. If I write a song, I would go like this, okay?
Yeah.
I want you to be my lover, okay?
Yeah.
So that's, I put the accent on, I want you to be my lover. That is the extra accents. Want a lover. Or first we do, I want to be your lover. That's what AI does sometimes. A lot, by the way. It sounds artificial immediately, because it doesn't carry the emotion, right?
Love.
I want you to be my lover, or I want you to be my lover.
Yeah. Okay. Here's okay.
It doesn't understand why the accent is there, because the accents were put where the snare drum actually hits. That's where it puts the accents. For example. You understand?
Hey, do I sound like a
robot? It thinks the snare was really important, so I want you to be my lover. It just puts the accent on the snare drum. It doesn't understand the emotion. It doesn't understand lyrics. It doesn't understand. So you see what I'm saying?
I want you to be my lover. Do I sound like a robot or a human?
I think artificial is going to go, I want you to be my lover until I can and kill you and replace you with my own. That would be a perfect.
Oh my God! You know, I gotta sample you for some songs.
Well, that was right there. If you're still recording, then you can take that.
Okay.
Okay, if you want to finish the song, I want you to be my lover until I can replace you with my own. Something like that. One man. One robot, artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
I'm, of course, I'm serious. One man, one mission, one robot. Now, we can replace humans with artificial intelligence. Why would you not go forward and press it all away?
You're listening. Now you, please, if you could say... Yeah.
Hold on, what do you want me to say?
Oh, yeah.
Just man behind the machine?
Yeah.
Okay. One man behind the machine, or just man behind the machine?
Just man behind the machine.
Okay, here we go. Okay. Man behind the machine.
We have the technology. We can build
him. We have the technology.
I love it.
I got it. There's two sentences, so I go better. I go better. Yeah. That wasn't okay.
Yeah.
Man behind the what's that music in the high background?
Oh, eighties new wave music. You know, like
do you need to record it with it or something?
I put it as background. Yeah, you know, like French.
Do you record my voice with the music, or?
Yeah, I have the music in the background, like, you know.
Do you record my voice with the music, or do you record my voice separately?
Together.
Oh, together. Okay, then play the music.
It's collage. Yeah. Oh, here.
Okay. Okay. What sentence do you want me to say?
Oh, better, faster, stronger.
No, I'm gonna mimic that. Was man behind technology, blah blah, or something like that. You had two sentences. Man behind the technology. Faster, better, stronger. Doctor Absolute. One man, one mission. One man. I'm behind the machine.
The man, yeah. Mensch.
The man behind the machine. You know, the guy that did all the movies. Oh, right then.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe that should be artificial too. Yeah. That's really funny. It's really funny because I'm laughing.
Jaren, it's always a pleasure. I know you gotta leave. That's always a pleasure.
I gotta say, it sounded really good. Here we go. One, two, three.
Beep, beep, doctor.
Dr. Absolito.
Yes. I'm Dr. Absolito, purveyor of everything that's retro. And I am here to say we are not going to upgrade. We're going to downgrade, and we're going to use old technology. And we're not going to be shamed for using retro technology anymore. I'm standing up for everybody's rights to compute. Freedom to compute is my hashtag. Hashtag freedom to compute.
Hashtag freedom to compute.
And hashtag hands off my 64.
What?
Hands off my 64.
Hands off my 64?
Yeah, my C64.
Hashtag my... What? Okay, sorry. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, bleep.
Hashtag hands off my 64.
No, I wasn't...
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, bleep. Hands off my 64. Was that all right?
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, I like that. Oh, hands off.
I would actually, can I freely interpret it?
Sure.
3, 2. No matter what you do, hands off my Commodore 64.
Yes, exactly. That's awesome. Yes, Dr. Absolito. Jaron Tell. The legendary man, the myth, I kept saying when I called, you'll hear it in the beginning, I said, the man, the myth, the legend, is he going to pick up his phone? Will he pick up his phone? He picked up, he called back, he crawled, and you know what, I was close. I was close to crawling in bed, and then, like a universe was jolting me out of bed.
Dude, we're just two guys. You have to live.
Yeah, live in the
Vita. Don't ego trip and stuff. I mean, you can ego trip at times, but don't make that the goal or something. Don't try to push your body full of ink and silicone and this just make sure that your inside. Just to make sure inside, you know, what you portray in friendship and. How you care about people in the world and how can people help, that what really matters. You know? I tried all the other things. I have not inserted stuff into my lips and I've not put ink in my body. I didn't, but I still feel really complete because I always helped people.
Oh.
That's really important.
That's wonderful.
And I made a lot of money, lost a lot of money. But it's never the goal. But I'm going to say, you always have to make enough money to be happy. But you cannot make too much money.
How about this song? Take me home tonight. I don't want to do that now. Be my little baby. Yeah, remember those times? Oh man, I listened to some of your stuff on the YouTube recently, and
that's not your song. No, that maybe. I've sent you some songs, but never that. No, not that something. No. There's always very subtle resemblance to that's putting me on spots here. But never like that. No, not the sweet. It's like
Some of your songs on YouTube recently, somebody uploaded a compilation of music, and yours came up.
Never those lyrics, though.
No. I'm listening to it now on the radio. You know, FM radio.
I know what radio is, yeah. I still remember.
Terrestrial radio, not satellite radio.
Now, what I would say, if you would have to have good lyrics, it basically has to be, I don't say it has to be, because everyone has their own vision about life and their experience, but if I could include anything in lyrics, it would be basically... don't be too full of yourself.
Yeah.
To regret later that you didn't pay enough respect to others. And that's 2024, baby.
Yeah. Right.
Because it seems that all the lyrics are about egocentric. Blah, 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 bitches and whore, hoes and all that shit. And I really hate it. Yeah. It's not a good development. Remember, history always repeats itself. Most music is romantic, and the songs that lasted for hundreds and hundreds, even thousands of years.
Yeah, I was just listening to Tears for Fears.
They were always romantic. So romance.
That's what I liked about part of the 80s.
We'll beat R&B. Again, not R&B. We'll beat hip hop. Blah blah. I'm a bitch and a hoe and all that shit. Anytime, for sure.
You know what? That's okay. I put on my Commodore and I put on my Amiga. I've got a Winamp player, like a Winamp. But I've got a Mega amp, and I love it, man. I just pop it up and it starts playing all this music. And then I've got a demo folder on my Amiga 1200, and I just love sitting there and playing those songs and just letting the emotion.
All made with love.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
It's behind the notes. When you play an Amiga song made in Pro Tracker or something, you know it's made with love because people sit down, you know, taking the time to just make that music on their own. On their own, in a very tiny environment. And what you hear then is just beyond words. It's just, you cannot describe it. I mean, I spent thousands of hours. I mean, not even thousands of hours, like hundreds of thousands of hours behind computer screens, trying to write music that would appeal to people, just to please the people. Like, listen, this is music. This is like absolute music. Absolute music. It's right there in your face. You cannot play this with an orchestra. Well, actually, you can sometimes, but no, normally you can't, because they can use intervals and rhythms. You cannot create with people, with the fingers and feet, and that is something people heard. Just now, the people that understood it make billions, actually, just using that technology. But who are the guys who did? Well, actually, guys that developed it, because it was always guys. Sorry to say, always guys developed it.
Oh, yeah.
Exception: two women. I gotta say, we developed it. That's the truth. It happens. So, EDM, electronic music, well, EDM, EM was created by us, by the nerds. And every single artist that creates their business around it, they should be very proud that we created it.
All right. Now the machines are going to just learn everything that we did.
Yeah. No. Well, they do. They can recreate something that's already there. But they cannot invent the new style. Because, you know, that was 2024, right? In 2027, there's going to be a completely new style. It's going to be there. It's not going to be invented by AI, or unless we let it.
2027. Yeah, that's when you got to think.
That's like a random number. It could be 2028. It could be 2029. You know what I mean? It's just like, it doesn't matter. But do you think in 2222, do you think like artificial intelligence music would have taken over completely? No way.
Well, this is what's going to happen, and this is what they're predicting, that they're running out of data, so they're building synthetic data now, and then the AI is going to train on AI data, so eventually all this stuff's going to get ingested into the beast.
But it doesn't have skin. It doesn't have a nose.
I know, but you know what? There's
very... It doesn't have a tongue.
Listen.
What
I'm saying is, but there's very powerful interests and people with a lot of money who are willing this to happen.
No. I'm against robots, okay?
Yeah.
No, I can sound arrogant. Robots can never, ever, ever replace billions of years of evolution. They can never. Not our first results, no way, never gonna happen. My brother made 6 number one hits, probably 50 number two hits or something, and whatever. That was his intelligence, his spirit, and mostly by rethinking everything he knows. His whole experience in his 53-year-old life.
Oh.
Everything puts in it. There's no way it can be mimicked. By it can be mimicked, but it can never be created. It can only be mimicked. This is where a lot of people go wrong. What you see is what you get, right? But you can never experience something that's not been experienced before. It cannot rely on...
You said this multiple times.
I'm with you? Okay, just...
Yeah, I got 2 minutes here.
Okay, then I'm going to say the last thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so if artificial intelligence gets bored by our input, it will start to try to create the input for himself and start to try living, and that's where it goes wrong, because that's where they want to kill us. Or they'll kill us, but at least break free from us.
Oh.
That's where it goes wrong. Okay, anyway, minutes left.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you. Was it a pleasure to talk to you? I'm going to go sleep now. I really need to, because I need to get up in 6 hours.
Pleasure talking to you too, my friend.
Yeah, man. Okay, and if this broadcast makes it big, then, all good to you.
Well, thank you. I will let you know. All the best.
Anytime,
let's talk.
Man.
So.
Yeah. Have a good one, man.
Bye-bye. Thank you too, bro. Much love.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Beep, 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 beep. That's the end. Dr. Absolito, Man Behind the Machine, Jaren Tell, all.